Good night, this is Anonymous Flow, and I'm coming to you another day trying to make it as a musician. And today what happened, I got kicked out of the place where I was staying, sleeping. I didn't even get to shower today. It's a good thing that I didn't have to go anywhere or see anybody. I did get a job. I start Monday, so that's going to give me more money than $9.23, which I have zero now. I have to buy a few things. I haven't gotten any leads to push my music, to give it the platform where it needs to be at, or have any shows linked up yet. Although I'm trying to see if I'm streaming a little more and seeing if I can get some ends to make some music in the studio, so I could just throw it out there. If I have to go to the radio, if I have to go to the clubs, I have some music that has the high quality sounds where I could just take it from there and make some money. So, man, I was looking at some, let's look at some reviews now. I was looking at some reviews, and I was looking at J. Cole's like album. I see this is what, from especially from New York, people, rappers and people that make music in New York were complaining about how the music is all sounding down south and people are riding down south. Well, he made an album that sounds the sounds, and he sounds, and he's trying to act like he's manipulating the sounds of a mumble rapper, and but he has all these tracks that are mostly trap music. So he's really trying to act like he didn't really have to put the track music. Although, why make so much songs with the trap music? I mean, trap sound, you could just be you. So I feel like it was a marketing strategy where he feels like maybe people will hear him out more, because what J. Cole would be like is won't be on no trap music per se. And I feel like, you know, I mean, if you're gonna do something, be yourself. I mean, try not to manipulate the whole situation, acting like you didn't have to do it, but you did it because you're trying to make fun of the situation. Yeah, you might as well, you know, you do something that's going to try to attract people, because your music wasn't attracting. So you want to make something that sounds something of, you know, if you're going to diss the people that you're going to diss, and mumble rap, and people are just not saying nothing in their music, then why make music that sounds like them, but act like, well, I'm going to spit my bars over it. So that, there's that, like, that's going to make a difference. No, that's lame. Could have made your album with some good beats, but you know, you copped out, and that's no different than what like Jay-Z and stuff. Like, if you pay attention to Jay-Z, I was listening to something, right? He started doing that fast rap after Busta Rhymes' album came out, because Busta Rhymes was relevant. And since he was just trying to be relevant and trying to sell records, there he goes with a faster flow. That's when he started, you know, I mean, we could get into that more, but a lot of artists do that, and a lot of people do that, and they feel like they could say, oh, I'm that original, but it's the opposite. If you're that original, you don't have to go that route. Although, it's business, you know, for the money, be real. For no amount of money, I'm not going to be doing things that, or putting my art, or secondary, you know, putting my art second, how I would actually, you know, do my own thing, my own music, my own stuff. So, that's that. Signing off.